The full episode of Inside Wisconsin Politics is available wherever you get your podcasts. A devastating EF3 tornado with winds up to 140 miles per hour hit the Appleton area on Monday. It leaves people without power, under boil water advisories, curfews, and pleas to shelter in place to keep roads clear. People are in shelters as donations pour in, all as communities try to pick up the pieces of their homes and lives. This week, Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard to ensure every available resource is deployed in response. The city of Menasha took a direct hit from the tornado as it moved south from Appleton. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond joins us now. And Mayor, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How are you and your city doing right now?
We're doing all right. There is a huge influx of helping hands over the last couple of days. We have a volunteer operation happening at the former UWO Fox Cities campus, and Volunteer Fox Cities is running that. And yesterday alone, we had 1,200 volunteers, which has been incredible. And we've been blessed by neighboring municipalities coming to help us, neighboring utility companies, but the damage from the storm is remarkably significant. People have lost their homes, people have lost their businesses, public infrastructure, power out. Our water plants were hit, and we're reliant on the city of Neenah to help us through that. And as was mentioned earlier, some of the areas of water service are under a water boil advisory right now. So it's been a difficult and challenging and trying week, but the folks here in the city of Menasha are strong and resilient and are making the most of it. So even in the most darkest and difficult of moments, people are choosing to look out for each other and find ways to lift each other up. And it's also been incredible to see the public sector, private sector, faith communities all come together to uplift our community. So it's really been truly incredible to see people come together in this really difficult moment. But it's incredibly sad how much damage has happened due to the storm.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, the pictures tell the story, right? But what was the scale of this? How many homes and businesses and how much infrastructure was flattened or damaged?
We're still assessing that actively as time goes on. So we have crews out assessing homes right now and tagging them on if they're habitable or not. So that's something that is ongoing and actively being looked at.
So despite this enormous property damage, how surprising is it that no one was killed?
I mean, it's a miracle. It's truly remarkable. I think some of it has to do with time of day in the middle of the week. Thankfully, many folks were at work. And then I think notifications that were given to give people ample notice of the storm to get into safe locations was another part of it. But it really is a miracle that nobody, to this point in time, there's no fatalities because of the storm.
What is the state at week's end here of restoration of services and cleanup?
Yeah, so in the city of Menasha, we have Menasha Utilities, a local utility company, and they have been restoring a great amount of power throughout our community. So near our downtown and the furthest side of the city, and it's going to take quite a while yet for restoration of power to be done collectively throughout the entire city, but they're making tremendous progress, so working very quick. So that has been very, very encouraging to see. And then right now we're in operation of clearing debris throughout the city of Menasha. So we've contracted contractors to come in and help our departments remove some of that debris. And earlier this week, there's a state of emergency declared by Governor Tony Evers. And with that, we activated the National Guard. We requested to activate the National Guard and was granted by the governor. And National Guard are here today, and they're going to start with traffic control and things like that to help us go in more specific sections of our community so those contractors can do that important work to remove the debris. So we're actively getting as much of the debris out as possible. Utilities are working tirelessly to get power back on. And in addition to our first responders, law enforcement have just been doing an incredible job making sure people are taken care of and provided for. And there's just been a ton of volunteer efforts to make sure that we're providing people with cooling shelters, places to recharge their phone, have a meal, have water. Right, it's just all hands on deck and really collectively making sure that our community is provided for.
I know you're doing all of that work and it's early, but do you have any ballpark damage estimates yet?
I don't at this time, just because the assessment is ongoing. There is a great and significant amount of damage with the assessment process, and this is continuing to progress.
How long do you think it will take Menasha to recover?
I think we have a long road ahead of us. I think there will be much work to do for days, weeks, and possibly months in some aspects of it. I mean, the damage of the storm is devastating, and I can't stress enough just how much loss there has been, and my heart goes out to those residents, and I want them to know that I see them and I hear them, and we're in this together. I need to take it a day at a time, but I think the important thing to know in circumstances like this is we need to do one step at a time in order to activate the next step. So right now, making sure people are safe, making sure people have those immediate basic needs, and then making sure we have roads clear so contractors and our crews and all of the municipalities that are coming in to help us can do that important work to clear out our roads, build back up our utility, and then the next phases will come in where people can get their garbage out and other things like that. So it's going to be a long road ahead of us. I anticipate many weeks yet.
What does your community need most now?
I think the community right now needs most, I would probably say, just to be able to have the opportunity to have that work done that is so needed of removing the debris. And I would just put an ask out that people are not coming to gawk while people are in some of the darkest moments of their life trying to clean up their home, clean out the debris. When people are coming and congesting our streets, it's making it difficult for the work that needs to be done effectively. So if you're coming to Menasha to be a helping hand, please go visit Volunteer Fox City's website, and that has all of the volunteer opportunities there. Based out of the old UWO Fox City's campus off of Midway, we would love to have you come volunteer. What we need collaboration and partnership, and I would ask for people to watch the news and look at pictures that way of what has been happening in our community. But right now, I would just say we really need the ability to let the work be done that needs to be done, whether it's our volunteers doing incredible work, the National Guard, our emergency management, first responders, Department of Public Works, utility company, the contracted work. The sooner all of that can happen quick and efficiently without interruption, the quicker we can kind of expedite this process.
All right. Mayor Austin Hammond, thanks very much, and really good luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have you gotten much sleep?
Not a lot, no. Have not gotten much sleep, but I just, it's really difficult to know the pain that so many people are going through. And, you know, it's really hard to just wrap your head around how much our community's gone through this week, but it's really encouraging at the same time. Just the love that people have for each other. It's a weird moment, I guess, is what I'm trying to articulate. There's so much love and there's so much goodwill and people looking out for each other, but yeah, there's so much pain and there's so much loss. It's just kind of a weird space to be in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you again for taking time out and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, all right, again, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.